That's P.S. Ruckman, Associate Professor of Political Science at Rock Valley College, joining us by phone from Illinois. He's also the editor of the blog Pardon Power. Also in studio with us is Sam Morrison, an attorney who worked with the Justice Department's Office of the Pardon Attorney for more than 13 years under three different presidents. Sam, it's my understanding that we talked for a moment about politically motivated versus non-politically motivated. We don't have much time left in the conversation, but I wanted to let both Grant from Washington, D.C. ask his questions, and I'm hoping that as you address his answers, you can also address kind of who the pardon attorney is in the Justice Department now and what we might expect to see as solutions for the future. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I think the pardon everyone's tiptoeing around is the huge drive to get Jonathan Pollard pardoned by President Obama, ostensibly linked to Middle East peace. And if we go back in time, Mark Rich argued to the current attorney general that, Shimon Peres said that, hey, you should free Mark Rich even though he was trafficking oil with Iran because it would be good for Israel. Charles Winters was pardoned by Bush, too. He was an Israeli arms smuggler. Hank Greenspun by JFK. Al Schwimmer, JFK.
I'm guessing, Grant, that you work in this area of law, or is this just a passionate interest in avocation?
I just think the best way to be pardoned is to be hooked into the Israel lobby in this country and the campaign contribution network, and that it's horribly corrupting to this country to see this type of pardon underway.
I'd like to say a couple things about that, if I could.
Sure.
Before Sam gets to it.
Go right ahead, Professor
Pollard hasn't been pardoned, so there's one thing to consider. But Abraham Lincoln granted a pardon to a spy out of sentiments for the government of England. George Washington granted one out of sentiments for the, I think it was Switzerland. So the idea of pardoning because of foreign policy considerations is not a new thing.
And the Department of Justice, along with the Department of State or anybody else who might try and motivate the Department of Justice, has their own agenda in who they recommend for pardons. So how does that reconcile the Justice Department having its own agenda and the fact that President Obama is only going to see a tiny bit of what's recommended to him? Sam, how would you explain that?
Yeah, I would say that I would encourage President Obama to retake control of the process. That, you know, there's theory and practice. In theory, the president decides. In practice, he's largely ceded control to the Justice Department because they control the flow of information. He doesn't know anything except what they tell him. So if he wants to be able to grant cases consistent with his own policy views about criminal justice issues, he needs to, one, appoint his own pardon attorney, and two, come up with some clear criteria that directs the pardon office how to process the cases, how he wants them evaluated. Then he's going to get recommendations consistent with his own views, and then he can pick and choose. He can decide what he's going to do. No one says he has to grant them all, but if he cedes control to the prosecutors in the Justice Department, he can't complain if all he gets is a steady diet of no.
You have raised a number of fascinating issues, gentlemen. Thank you so much. I feel I understand the process at least a little bit more. Sam Morrison is an attorney who has worked for the Justice Department's Office of the Pardon Attorney for more than 13 years under three presidents. He's left that office in July and is now the Appellate Defense Counsel in the Defense Department's Office of Military Commissions. Joining us by phone from Rock Valley College in Illinois was P.S. Ruckman, professor of political science and the editor of the blog Pardon Power.